Hare Krishna, a brief remembrance of some god brothers and god sisters who've passed away yesterday and the day before. One was Srila Prabhupada's son, Vrindavan Chandra Dee. Another one was my god brother Mahaksha. Another one, my god sister Padyavali. Let me just start backwards. Padyavali Devidasi was the sankirtan leader for the ladies in the UK when I first came there in 1980. A very wonderful devotee. Very soldier-like, very organized. She came from a professional background. And she left not long after that. And I never really had any further contact with her. She passed away yesterday. I received a photo of that. She looked very peaceful and very beautiful. The other person is my god brother Mahaksha Das, who's English. There are a few Mahakshas. He is English, and I think that he lived his last years in Hawaii, if I'm right. I met him some years back, and thereafter, I remember getting a letter from him, maybe a letter, maybe it was an email, and I don't know why, but he was, he wrote a little apology. We never had any arguments, any fights, so... and I can't remember what it said. And particularly, he was friends with Paul McCartney, and or acquaintance with Paul McCartney. And so he passed away. I don't know what the cause of the ailment is, but it's the common cause, which is death. And the third one is Vrindavan Chandra Day. That was the day before, I think. So I was coming to New Vrindavan. And I put him in the category of God brother because that's what Prabhupada said. He was the most devotional of Prabhupada's children and the one who was most devoted to Srila Prabhupada. There's quite a bit of interaction between him and Srila Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Maharaj in the final months of Srila Prabhupada's Leela. And he tried to make a living selling Srila Prabhupada's books. I don't think he was very successful, but still that was what he was trying to do, selling them to bookstores and so on. And there are multiple conversations. Sometimes Prabhupada was quite strict with him. He wasn't going to give him any money. He had to make money. And in one conversation with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, where Vrindavan Chandra isn't there, Prabhupada says that you should be nice to him. They talk about him. He said you should be nice to him. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj says, well, I treat him as I treat the god brother. And Prabhupada says, yes, that's correct. In the anniversary celebrating Srila Prabhupada's leaving Calcutta for United States, Vrindavan makes this very interesting, I mean, he speaks very wonderfully, but one thing that really struck my attention is he was there when they were from Srila Prabhupada. He accompanied Srila Prabhupada up on the boat. He took his things up on the boat. And Prabhupada said some parting words, and then generally our idea is that Srila Prabhupada came to America with 40 rupees, but Vrindavan said that Srila Prabhupada said, I have these 40 rupees, these are useless, of no value in America. So he gave them to him, and that was Prabhupada really left India penniless, literally speaking. And then Vrindavan offered his obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, and then he left. So that was very poignant, Srila Prabhupada's further glory. I thought to share that, and yes, the sun is setting on a generation of devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. The sun sets on every generation, but it's definitely setting on this generation. Hare Krishna.